Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products, whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products. You'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first half hour, we're going to be performing an episode of Science for Humans where we have a question from a listener that Dr. Jeff is going to address. Then we're going to be joined by Coach Wade Johnson to catch up with him and what's been going on over at the Ogre Compound. And then we're going to be joined by my news director, Alex Leaf, about a recent blog post that's getting a lot of attention. And that is about how nuts, tree nuts, peanuts, those types of things, can actually tell us more about the calories in, calories out scenario. But before we go any further, let's go ahead and roll our favorite intro music.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Hey, Dr. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Carl. How about you?
Just a week ago, I was sitting across from you.
Yeah, no kidding. It's hard to believe it was a week already.
And I got out of there just in time because it snowed right after I got out of there.
I was thinking, man, we had great weather and then, oh my goodness, yesterday it just, or Monday, it came down like crazy.
Now you got
you
a
know,
foot out by the house, right?
First you got ever a snow day.
What's
that?
That
I know of.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Say that again.
I said we had the first ever snow day. They actually closed the schools.
Really? Was it that much, or they just weren't prepared for it?
I think they weren't quite prepared. You know, we got about a foot in some areas, but I think it just came down so fast. You know, they weren't ready, so
That's
they didn't have the plows
funny.
Out. Maybe I don't know.
Now a lot. Now I know that I want to say somebody from AAP, including your son, had commented that it really wasn't a lot of snow because they took a picture of the parking lot, but out in the areas like where you live, you got hit pretty hard, right?
We did. You know, up here at the plant, it wasn't all that bad, but yeah, kind of on the west side of town, got dumped on. So
yeah,
that's where the schools are.
Okay, so we have a question from Sean Wasson. He says, "Hey, Dr. Jeff, love your show and love your products. I had a question about inositol. Do you have any knowledge of this product and what it does? Does this help you to sleep? Can you discuss what it is and what it is used for?" Boy, I haven't heard about inositol in a long, long time.
Yeah, you know, this is a good question from Sean because, no, you don't hear about it. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, kind of comes and goes. But, you know, it's interesting because inositol is always called a B vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, by definition, vitamins are organic compounds that are necessary for our survival, but our bodies can't synthesize those. So we have to constantly take them in on a daily basis. But our body manufactures inositol. So technically, it's not really a B vitamin, you know?
Interesting. In fact, isn't it considered a sugar alcohol?
You know, they I haven't heard that one. I mean, you know, it is, like a lipolytic, compound,
mm-hmm.
Just based on what it does. It's not really a sugar alcohol because it doesn't come from, the production of sugar. I'm not quite sure how they actually produce those alcohols, but it's an interesting compound because it is, very, very beneficial, to our bodies. Obviously, our body produces it, so it must be something that we need to survive.
Yeah.
Very closely related to choline, which I think sometimes in the old days, you remember the choline and inositol, neurotropic compounds, were usually mixed together, but it's a lipotropic agent or a fatty emulsifier is kind of one of the main things that inositol does do. But it also has this calming effect. You know, it's involved in the production and action of neurotransmitters. These are chemicals that transmit messages between our nerve cells, and a couple of them are serotonin and acetylcholine. I saw a study that they are recommending for people who are even depressed.
Yes.
Because they're finding they have lower inositol levels than normal people. So a couple of nice double-blind studies that have been out there. But again, very beneficial compound, you know, when you look at, you know, what is it good for? Well, it's important in fat and cholesterol metabolism. It's a lipotropic agent. You know, it removes the fats from the liver and lowers that blood cholesterol. Sometimes I think people, you know, we kind of forget about how our bodies actually work. You know, fats are processed through the liver, and our liver does build up fat. So this is an agent that actually gets in and helps to break up that fat and transpose it into the bloodstream.
So inositol is, and as you point out, it's been used to treat depression. It's also been used to treat bipolar disorder, but in large doses. I'm talking like 25 and 30 grams a day, which is that's a lot of inositol, isn't it?
That is. You know, I mean, they use it to prevent plaque buildup. It's needed for hair growth, healthy skin, prevents a lot of different types of zemia. It's considered a brain food. You know, I mean, the list just goes on and on of the things that, you know, our body uses it for. So it is involved in a lot of different functions in our body.
In one study, 18 grams a day was used to treat people with OCD. So if there's people out there who suffer from OCD and you are looking for alternatives to pharmaceutical drugs, you may want to look into inositol.
Absolutely. It's usually a white powder. I've seen it in health food stores, you know, just as a powder form. It's also, you know, available in capsule form. So, again, depending on, you know, if you do need it. Now, probably the big question is, you know, anytime we talk about a supplement, you know, it's easy for us to run out and buy the latest new thing. So I want to talk about, you know, what the deficiencies are of inositol, but more importantly, what causes you to be deficient.
Mm-hmm.
Because your body manufactures inositol, it's very difficult for you to be deficient in it. Plus, it is available in almost everything we eat. I mean, it is so abundant. But things like, you know, eye abnormalities, being abnormal eye problems and things.
You mean like, you know, even like changes in vision?
You know, that's what they say. You know, I mean, some changes in vision. Sometimes you'll get dry eyes. I mean, anything that, you know, your eye just doesn't seem right.
Mm-hmm.
That could be an inositol deficiency. You know, hair loss. Obviously, you know, a lot of things go toward hair loss, but inositol is one of those things. Memory loss. You know, a lot of people that sometimes you just can't think,
Clearly, yeah.
You know, that short term. This is one I didn't know about, but constipation, could be an inositol. And obviously, you know, high cholesterol levels. A lot of times, you know, we go to our fish oils and we go to, you know, some fancy.
Yeah, no one thinks about inositol at all.
No, I mean, you know, again, that's why our body produces it. To help to regulate that cholesterol levels in our body. So again, I think a lot of times before we go start taking all these cholesterol medicines, we might produce something as simple as taking in some inositol.
Okay, now before we talk about foods, sources of inositol, what kind of doses do you think people should look to if they are interested in determining if low inositol levels are causing some of these problems for them, you know, to try to eliminate that it's inositol?
Well, here's the dose guide. Is there are certain things that will guarantee that you will be deficient in inositol. Number one is if you use antibiotics on a regular basis, those do lower your inositol levels. And here's another one is if you consume more than 2 cups of coffee a day.
Is that right?
Actually destroys the inositol.
Is it the caffeine or the coffee itself?
You know, I think it's a combination. I think it's more of just what is in coffee. I'm sure the caffeine does help, but I don't know if it's part of that acidicness. But it contributes to a deficiency.
Wow, this is really exciting. I mean, you know, so many of us in this audience are always looking for some obscure answer because we've tried other things and we just don't have the results we're looking for. And inositol is something that is completely off of our radar.
It is, and I thought that's why this was such a great question from Sean, because I'd actually, you know, you forget about these things until you start looking into them. So if you're just looking to make sure that, you know, you have sufficient amounts of inositol, you want to maybe lower some cholesterol, you know, around that 500 milligram range is a good amount. We're going to talk about some more therapeutic dosages when we actually get into answering Sean's question about sleep. But, you know, again, 500 milligrams is a pretty good amount. Now, if you're a coffee drinker or you use antibiotics on a more regular basis, you might need as much as 2 grams a day.
Well, let's talk about that. Okay. You and I actually talked about this to some degree when we were there on the radio, at the AM radio station, but there are so many antimicrobials in our environment and in our food supply today. And the difference between an antimicrobial and an antibiotic is the dose and the duration. And what I mean by that is if you're using hand sanitizer that has triclosan in it, and you put it on your hands and you wash it off, the dose and the duration are very short. But if you're using products that you eat and ingest on a regular basis that have antimicrobials in them, these now start to act as antibiotics. What if the fact is that most of us are deficient in inositol because of the glyphosate in our food supply, which is a known antibiotic.
That's the first thing I thought about is absolutely. I mean, we already know that glyphosate, what it's doing to our gut health. Well, if we're destroying, you know, microbes, then that also is going to destroy inositol.
Right.
So why is there, you know, such a buildup of, you know, cholesterol, high cholesterol? You know, again, as we look over the last, you know, 20 years and you and I always talk about, you know, why do more people have this ailment than they did 20 years ago?
Right.
What has changed?
Right. Wow. We could be depleted in inositol. That could be part of the deal here. Okay. So, you want to go ahead and we'll take our break now. And then when we come back, we can talk about therapeutic doses of inositol and some conditions and sleep and stuff like that.
Yeah, we'll talk about some food sources, you know, besides supplement, and then we'll talk about this whole sleep thing, because that's really exciting to me.
This is really great. I got to be honest with you. I'm going to show my age, but the last time I heard about inositol was in the late 70s and early 80s, because they were using it as a cut in cocaine. Back in
the day,
they used to use inositol to cut cocaine. So there you go. I'm an idiot. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Gallini. We're talking about inositol. I don't know about you out there, but I'm going to pick up inositol after the show today because I'm interested to find out if some of these snarky little ailments that I have could happen to be from an inositol deficiency.
Well, and you know, sleep is probably the most important thing we need, and sometimes it's underrated. You know, I hear people say, oh, you know, I can get by on 3 or 4 hours of sleep.
Not
no,
me.
You can't. I mean, that's when you grow, you recuperate.
You know who can get by with 4 hours of sleep, Dr. Jeff? People
who's
who
that?
Don't do what we do in the gym. If you are an average person who gets up in the morning and has two cups of coffee and meanders through your day and sits at your desk and sits in your car, sits at your dinner table, and sits in front of the TV, then you get back in bed again, you don't know what it is to feel the way we feel when we are at peak performance levels.
You know, I guess I forget about that. I've been this way since, oh my goodness, you
right.
know, sixth grade.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, it's
I mean,
always
I,
early to bed, I, early to rise. But,
I know people who drink a lot of alcohol, go to the gym and do cardio, and they think that they feel good. They couldn't do the leg workout I did this morning, and I can't do it if I don't get good sleep. And right now I'm not sleeping well, so this is another reason why I can't wait to try inositol. So let's talk about the food sources you want to talk about.
So here's the fact is inositol can contribute to a tranquilizing, you know, kind of a drowsy feeling, which gives way to normal restless sleep. And it's kind of a two-prong approach the way that this works. You know, first of all, it improves the communication within the brain by unlocking calcium and triggering the action of various neurochemicals such as serotonin. Mm-hmm. And serotonin in particular is known to promote a greater sense of peacefulness and contentment. You know, at night, sometimes I wake up, I've got that racing mind effect, you know, where things are just going. This is one of the things that inositol does is it calms down that racing mind. As you mentioned, they're actually using this for OCD patients and for people, they call it hyperactive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
This is an inositol imbalance, and inositol has been very, very effective. The second thing that it does, it works by diminishing stress response in the brain. And it does this by directly interacting with GABA receptors. Now, we've kind of heard about GABA in the nutritional industry, but these are two different things. GABA is the natural chemical which the body produces to inhibit the overfiring of the nerves. So again, you know, calming you down. And somebody will probably say, well, I use GABA and doesn't that work? No, your body can't absorb that GABA. So it really isn't that effective. Inositol is very bioavailable in the form we see as a supplement, and this picks up the slack and behaves just like GABA in the brain.
Wow.
So again, you know, very, very effective for calming you down.
How much should I be taking before bed, Dr. Jeff?
So I'm going to recommend that you start with 500 milligrams, but for some, you may need as much as 2 grams.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always best to use a little bit less, because if that's effective, there's no sense in taking
more, right?
Too much. There doesn't really seem to be any side effects from taking this particular compound. Now, you know, it is available in a lot of your food sources. So I think for the most part, you know, we eat eggs, we eat nuts, all your leafy greens, you know, your beans, your whole grains, all of the organ meats. So for the most part, I think we are getting in enough inositol our body is producing. But as you said, I think we are destroying the inositol by the pesticides and things that we're ingesting.
Well, there's also some evidence that while grains contain inositol, as many plant-based foods contain inositol, it's the phytate form and it's not bioavailable. The body does not absorb it. The more absorbable forms of inositol are found in things that contain naturally occurring lecithin, like eggs, as you pointed out. You know, like
it's the myo-inositol, which is the most common in the natural form.
Yes, yes.
But you want to take it about an hour before bed. So
you take it about an hour before bed, maybe even with your melatonin, and then get in bed and see how you sleep. I'm going to try it tonight. I'm actually going to try a larger dose because I want to see if it knocks me out.
I know. You're always, if I say one, you take three. So.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to see, you know, I know this sounds crazy. If I take a supplement and it makes my symptoms worse, I get excited because I know I'm on the right track. I'm just heading in the wrong direction.
Correct. And so again, you know, where do you buy it at? And, you know, I always say this. Make sure you go to a reputable health food store, vitamin shops, you know, someplace where you know they do some research before they buy the product. Because, again, you want to make sure you get pure inositol. As you said right before break, I remember when I worked at GNC, there was a big, big spurge of inositol sales, and I couldn't figure out why all these wacky people were buying it.
People who clearly didn't work out, right? They were skinny.
No,
they had dark circles around their eyes. They're like, where's the inositol?
And I finally asked a guy, I'm like, man, you know, thanks for buying it. I'm making a commission on this, but, you know, what are you doing with all this? And he goes, oh, I cut cocaine with it.
I'm like,
I didn't hear nothing.
Right. And that's because it was innocuous. You could snort it and it didn't hurt your nose and it didn't have any nasty side effects. And so it was, and you're right. We were told it was a B vitamin back then, but it obviously it's not.
No, and we still are. You know, you read books, it says it's one of the B vitamins. But like I said, you know, when you look at the definition, it's not. So, you know, again, find a reputable brand. Because again, you don't want to be taking something that's cut with maltodextrin or sugar or something. And inositol isn't a very expensive, so I don't even know why people would even cut it. But, you know, this day and age, everyone's trying to save a buck here or there.
Well, I remember inositol has a very cool and almost sweet taste on the tongue. When you put it on the tongue, it actually feels cool to the touch of your tongue. And it has a mildly sweet taste. I would say it's not as sweet as sugar, but it definitely is sweet. Would you agree with that statement?
You know, I actually have not tried it in so many years that as soon as we get done, I'm heading back to the lab because I got a bottle of it. And
yeah.
I'll
just don't take it too early in the day. You'll want to go home and go to sleep.
You know what? Well, I'm thinking about, well, what about if you're having a rough day or something and you need to just calm down a
Well,
little
you
bit,
said you that. Know? It mitigates stress. And we all live in a high-stress life today between what the news is telling us and what our job is telling us and everything else.
So I'm going to look at, you know, I'm going to definitely try it before I go to bed for a couple nights, but I'm going to try it in the morning, too, and see if it just kind of keeps me a little more calm.
So if 500 milligrams work for somebody, should they try 1,000? And if how long should they take it before they discount that it's working or not working?
Well, I think it's something that, again, it does work. I mean, you know, you look at how our biochemistry reacts, but I would say that it should work in the first dose. I mean, this isn't something that you have to build up. I mean, it's something that's in and out of your system on a daily basis, so you have to use it every day. So I would say that you probably are going to feel good in the first dose. But again, if 500 milligrams relaxes you and puts you to sleep, you don't have those racing thoughts, then I wouldn't consider using any more. But if you have like a high-stress day where you come home and you just want to go to bed, that's when I might take a gram or two, you know, but on normal days, if you're feeling good and a smaller amount works, stick with a smaller amount.
You know, this show is called Science for Humans, and this particular episode truly delivered on it. I got to tell you, I want to hear from people in the audience who experiment with inositol.
Please, yeah, it'd be good to hear what you guys come up with. Yeah. Maybe you come up with some other stack or something that you take it with, but I'd like to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, and you know, I'm thinking go to superhumanradio.com where it says Ask the Scientist and comment. Tell Dr. Jeff if you tried it, what it did for you, and we'll do a follow-up show once we gather enough information.
Absolutely, and go there. If you have any questions, you can always ask them. I love answering your questions. Follow me on Facebook. Always putting lots of cool stuff up there. And I know a lot of you have, you received all those little presents that, Santa FedEx brought you, and you were so generous to thank me and send pictures. So I hope everyone enjoys, those Christmas presents that they got from me.
Yeah, because we won't have another, will we have another Science for Humans before the holiday? I'm trying to think. I forget.
Next week is, the arm workout.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's
going
to be kind of our Christmas present is we're going to talk about, how to build some big old pythons.
There you go. Okay. Listen, Dr. Jeff, thanks so much for today's information. I can't wait to go out and buy some inositol today.
All right. And you let me know too, Carl, how it works.
Okay. Thanks, brother.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Coach Wade Johnson to catch up with him and what's going on at the Ogre Compound. Stay tuned. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order.
Go to primenutrition.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. There's a little gym south of me where there's some exciting things going on. It's called the Ogre Compound. Coach Wade Johnson, how you doing?
I'm good. It's good to be with you, Carl.
Yeah, it's been a while. But you've been busy. It's not like as though you're sitting on your hands, that's for sure.
No. This is probably the busiest year that Melissa and I, for me, the busiest year of my life. So, I mean, it's one of those things. It's hard and it's tough, but we feel very blessed. We're just both really tired.
So give people a snapshot real quick for those who haven't heard it before. You get up at what time in the morning?
We have to, because of Melissa's job, to get her training in, mostly Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, we get up at 4:15. The alarm goes off, and she, to her credit, she jumps right up. She has her clothes laid out, and off she goes. She feeds the 3 dogs. The coffee's on a timer, you know, that sort of thing. And I usually hear the music turn on as I, you know, get up and go to my office and check messages. So we're usually in the gym and rolling at about 4:30 those days. We don't get up quite as early. I get up at a quarter to five on Wednesday, and Saturdays I'm usually up around 5:30 because if I'm in town, I have clients usually starting at 7 o'clock.
Do you have clients every day at the gym?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's the gym. There's people in the gym 7 days a week now, and you know, so and there's a morning crew and an evening crew and a weekend crew. So, like I said, it is very, very busy, and the days are long. I won't lie to you. We do the gym thing, and I leave with enough time to get to, because I have a full time job and.
Right.
Do the job and then scamper home, and I have clients in the evenings, most evenings, not all evenings, but most evenings.
What time do you turn in?
That varies. Like last night was a late night for Melissa and I, because we actually we're terrible about let's rent a movie and we'll go get a movie, and then it sits there for 3 days and we never get to watch it.
Right.
Because by the time we get upstairs from the gym and have something to eat, well, there's no way we're going to make it through a hour and a half or 2 hour movie. The average is probably between 9 and 9:30. We're headed to bed.
Yeah.
And it's usually like that Monday through Sunday, just simply because, the weekends are they're just as busy, because while I'm not working at my job, that's when we have time to, go grocery shopping or, cooking for the week, because we have to do so much meal prep for the two of us. There's just not a lot of time. So, it's busy Monday through Sunday.
Are you still doing Olympic lifting and powerlifting both?
We have eased off of the Olympic lifting, just simply because it was such a busy competitive year, and both of us have had some shoulder issues. I'm still dealing with the shoulder. It's kind of on again, off again. So we were going to compete at the Arnold this coming year, but both of us decided with the wear and tear and how busy the year has been, I'm going to still train it, and she's going to still training it. I don't know if you saw or posted some videos. Melissa Saturday was, she has been doing some conditioning with strongman implements on Saturday when we're home, and was doing some overhead pressing with the 12-inch strongman log. So we're going to continue doing it. It's something that I have to do for my client base, and I don't want to just not do it anymore, because I'd like to at least do one of the bigger meets, once a year.
Right.
But we traveled so much this year, and that's one of those things where it's like, we went another year where we said, we're going to take some time and have a vacation or two, and there was no vacation. So, that's not to say, that it was bad. I mean, we've had a great year. We've worked with a lot of people, and we've traveled to a lot of places and we've done a ton of competitions, and, so it's been fun and exciting, but it has been a lot of work, and we're not spring chickens anymore. Melissa's younger than I am, but the wear and tear is showing.
And
so,
that's an interesting point. I was asking that. My next question was, how old are you now? You just had a birthday.
I turned 50, late August.
Do you notice?
Yes.
Brooks Kubik told me once you hit 50, then every 5 years it's a dramatic change. And I got to be honest with you, I'm 57 now, and I'm noticing a lot of things about myself that I'm not happy with, and I'm convinced that I can turn it around, but it's going to take a lot of effort. What are you noticing the most? Is it more joint related? Is it more energy related? What is it?
I think my energy levels are probably as good as they've been for the last 10 years. It's the schedule that more than the age that, that beats me down.
Right.
If it was something where I got up and I trained and I went to my job and went home and, there wasn't anything else going on, then I think my recovery would be entirely different. That also sounds really, really boring to me. So, but physically, I think what I'm seeing now is just the cumulative effect, of everything I've done for the past 25 years. you know, I don't have trouble walking or anything like that, but I mean, there are definitely, you know, things that, you know, just like from, you remember earlier in the year, right before weightlifting nationals, I had cellulitis.
Right.
And, a friend of ours, I can't tell, I don't remember what level of nurse. It's just one of those things where, you know, it's one of those super, you know, hyper-educated, super-intelligent nurses, and she said that my case was so severe, she thought it probably went past cellular, and I probably had some vascular damage as well, just, you know, because it was just so, it was one of those things where it's like, Wednesday, I felt a little sick, Thursday, I couldn't walk, you know, and then, you know, thankfully, you know, we caught it when we did, and Friday I was much better, you know, and I was able to compete, you know, 10 days later, I was on a plane.
Right.
But that ankle, you know, like when we squat, when, you know, right now I'm starting to, you know, be a little heavier with my squat, the ankle, you know, and on deadlift day, the ankle swells, you know, it's, so it's just one of those things where, you know, you can't do these things and it's never going to be seamless, you know, and I know there's people out there that think, you know, if you train smart, I feel like I train probably as smart as anybody.
Right.
And it's one of those things where that's what has allowed me, you know, to stay in the game so long, but there's nobody's exempt. I mean, eventually the hair turns gray or it falls out, you know, and, you know, all the things that you've done, you know, there's just a certain amount of miles on everything. And so, you know, it's like the shoulder issue. It's not, it comes and goes, and in the knee from, you know, over 10 years ago, there's days it's okay. And then there's some days, not a lot, but occasionally, where it bugs me, you know, so, you know,
I have them too. And it, you know, and some of them, I have lots of little nasty twingy aches, like in my IT band, right where it attaches above the knee. I get this occasional sharp pain. And when I train legs more frequently, I don't get it. When I don't train legs frequently enough, I get it. I've got some spinal compression in the lumbar spine that causes pain in my glutes. That, like when I have to lean over the sink to brush my teeth in the morning, it's like painful. But after I do my morning cardio, it goes away.
Right.
So as long as I have fixes for it, my right ankle swells. My right ankle, my physician told me it's probably because of the lumbar spine compression. I've got some nerve, issues in that right leg, and that's actually causing, I guess your nerves help to regulate lymphatic fluid movement. And because I've got these, this numbness in that leg, that ankle is starting to swell. By the end of the day, my right ankle, and I was worried. I thought it was like, oh man, am I developing congestive heart failure? And my doctor, Matt Andre, looked at me, goes, no, your heart's really strong. He goes, and if it was congestive heart failure, it'd be both ankles. That's something else. And then we discovered my legs were getting numb. Like, I feel like I'm wearing socks all the time from the ankle, from the knees down. And that's, that's the lumbar spine. My lumbar spine has been compressed over the years, doing things inappropriately, or maybe just an anatomical flaw in my spine. And because those vertebrae are starting to crunch down and press against those nerves, instead of having frank pain, I'm getting numbness from it.
Interesting.
It's just, but to me, it's the constant reminder that I'm not the one that was supposed to age. I'm living this superhuman lifestyle. I'm the one that's supposed to be 90 and running through the streets like I'm 40. And it's not working that way after all.
No. It's, and we've talked about this before. You know, it's one of those things where we can eat the right things. I think there just has to be a balance, because there's a time limit on all of this. You know, so for me, you know, and of course, there's nothing, no reason for me to ever, you know, preach balance to anyone. But it's just one of those things where, you know, I've said over and over, I want to be as strong as I can for as long as I can, you know, and I want to eat well, you know, and I want to be healthy, but I don't want to imagine my life without, you know, the occasional really good pizza and, you know, a good glass of bourbon. Well, I mean, otherwise, what is the point?
Right.
You know, and it's like, could I have avoided some damage or even time off my life had I not, you know, gotten as big as I was and still am, and lifted the weights that I did? you know, but I, you know, for me, the quality of life thing is, you know, I want to be around as long as I can, you know, as long as there's a decent quality of life. And that's why I continue to work as hard as I do. But I mean, there's a time stamp on all this. So, you know, you can't expect that, you know, this is going to be infinite. It's not going to be. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to do it gracefully, like it's, you know, hey, I'm 50, I need to slow down, you know.
No, I'm not slowing down.
If you're waiting on me,
yeah,
you know, then you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
And,
I'm not slowing down. I'm finding ways to continue to train as hard as I can.
Right.
But nurse some problems until they get
sure,
better.
Likewise.
I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the shining stars. You've got a lot of really talented young people over at the Ogre Compound. You know, most of these gyms today, they focus on the more mature, further along lifter, and they actually kind of ride that lifter's coattails. But you seem to attract young people who love physical culture, and clearly they're going to go on way, way further than they are right now. But there's some shining stars there I want to talk about when we come back. How's that sound?
Great.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Coach Wade.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Either with those who love freedom, are you with those who hate innocent life?
Welcome back. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. We're going to talk about some of the stars over at the Ogre Compound. Coach Wade is very generous with the accolades and light that he shines on his athletes. You can catch a lot of the videos on Facebook and his YouTube channel. You've got some really, really talented young people there, don't you?
It's one of those things where Melissa and I, we try to regroup on the weekend and talk about, you know, each week. You know, sometimes you get into the grind of training and everything and you kind of forget or take for granted what's going on around you. And, you know, we've got a group of, like, these are young. And when I say young, there's a brother and sister that train there. It's Emma and Hunter. And Hunter is a 13-year-old wrestler. Probably 105 pounds, and I mean, you know, it's going to take all he's got to weigh 105. And he bench presses with a pause over 100 pounds already. He's done mid 200s for reps on the trap bar. He's a national level in his age bracket wrestler. Emma is probably 85 pounds soaking wet, and is a soccer player, and let's see, she did 75 for 6 in the close grip decline. And it wasn't one of those things where she's straining and flailing. I mean, these are good, solid reps. She squats. We have her hold a kettlebell or use the 25-pound bar, and she's deadlifted with the trap bar 150 pounds.
Wow.
You know, so it's one of those things where, you know, and this is with good form. You know, and they work hard. They do a lot of jumping drills, a lot of drills with slam balls, you know, all sorts of, you know, different things. And then there's another one, Cole, who is 12, about to turn 13. He and Hunter are good friends, and they wrestle at opposing schools. One's in Mount Juliet, one is Wilson Central, and they're both in Wilson County, you know, so they're always, you know, talking smack to each other, which is hilarious, you know, when you got a 12 and 13-year-old, you know, talking about who is stronger or the better wrestler. But he's equally as strong as Hunter, and I've even had him using 45 pounds doing snatch drills, full snatches, you know, with good form, you know, doing the Olympic lifts. So it's one of those things where, you know, a lot of people would freak out. But in this day and age, we've talked about this before, we don't have a problem, you know, at 5 years, 6 years, 7 years old, sending them out on a soccer field,
right,
you know, or putting helmet and pads on, you know, or wrestling. You know, Grant Brace, who grew up in our gym, who recently, earlier in the year, about July, moved to East Tennessee, just outside of Knoxville. He goes to Alcoa, whose team, their high school team, just won the state championship in their class. And, you know, Grant, as a wrestler, about 6 years old, broke his arm. You know, so, you know, we always worry about, you know, lifting weights, but Grant grew up in the gym, you know, and now deadlifts 500 pounds. You know, and just, as a matter of fact, Grant's birthday is today. He's 16 years old.
Happy birthday.
And so, you know, we have a pair of twins, Jessica and Wes. We call him Junior. Everybody's got a nickname in the gym.
Huh.
Wes competed, it was last month in Gatlinburg, and went 8 for 9, hit some PRs. He, He's a light 220, you know, deadlifting over 400, benching in the high twos, squatting close to four. And Jessica, I'm trying to think, she was going to compete next month, but she's got a little bit of a knee issue from a pre-existing issue that she's getting looked at, so we're probably going to put that on hold. But even with the knee issue, she deadlifted 315 this past Friday like a toy, you know, and that was posted online. I mean, you know, this is a 17-year-old girl that, you know, is one of the brightest kids that you will ever run into. I mean, she is super, super smart and is really involved, you know, with the FFA, but she's walking around, you know, the halls of high school, you know, as a straight-A student taking college courses already and can deadlift 315 pounds. There's not a lot of girls, you know, that are going to have that kind of schedule. And a lot of times she's at the gym in the morning. She's usually one of the first to show up. And we've got another young lady, Nikki Blaze. She is 17, a senior in high school, and is getting looked at by several colleges to play soccer. And so she's in there, you know, training hard. And, you know, these kids have got a great attitude. And it's one of those things where, I'll give you a classic example. Nikki was in the gym with me probably for about an hour by herself, and I thought to myself, you know you have something special when parents have so much faith in what you do and the kids believe in so much in what you do, parents will drop their kids off for me to train them. And here's this 17-year-old kid, you know, she's got sweatpants on and a sweatshirt that would fit me with 17 bracelets on one arm and, you know, 12 earrings, you know, and she's in there just chattering about her day, and one of the cool things is she's working so hard, and then between her sets, because she's got this big final coming up, she's got her little cue cards, you know, we have a timer set, you know, for her, you know, for certain things, and she's studying while she's training, you know, so, you know, it's one of those things where, you, like I said, you know, Melissa and I, basically, it's Melissa reminding me when I get frustrated or I'm overtired to go, hey, you know, look at what's going on around you. You know, and these are the youngsters. I mean, I'm trying to make a list of the twins, Nikki, let's see, Grant, Cole. We have Reed and Cade Powers. Now, I've talked to you about Cade before.
Yes,
he's competed a few times. Well, Reed just turned 11. He benched 115. You know, and if he grows like what it looks like, he's going to be bigger than Cade, you know, who is a man-child. And, you know, so he squats, he deadlifts, he does drills, he wants to do powerlifting as well. And let's see, I think that covers all the youngsters. Now, here's something. I'm not sure if you knew this. Wes, my son, Wes,
your son, right? He's back.
Will be
gym.
Making his comeback. He will be competing next month. He's gonna go conservative. He's gonna compete raw, just with a belt. He's not gonna use knee wraps. You know, he just wants to kind of get back into the groove of things. But if you're watching the Facebook page, you can see, you know, he is training. He trains really hard. So. You know, it's exciting for me, you know, that, you know, after all these years, you know, Wes had his birthday was Monday, turned 28, if that doesn't freak you out.
Wow.
And, freaks me out, but,
let's talk about Wes for a second. Wes was an amazing, athlete at a very, very young age. And just for those people who've never heard his story before, just recount some of his best lifts at what ages?
Well, we had him, he would be in the gym with me when he was 10, and we would always, you know, just be very conservative, let him lift, you know, and learn technique. But clearly he was always a big kid, and, I honestly don't recall how old he was, 14 or 15, I think, when you met him.
Right.
You know, and by then he was as big as most men. And, but when he was 12, he deadlifted 305 in a meet. Let's see, I want to say it was, I can't even remember what year it was, but I was competing, and he did deadlift only, and at 12 years old, deadlifted 305. And when he was 14, did his first full meet, was just getting familiar with squat and bench, but deadlifted 403.
Wow.
And along about, it was 16 when he really came on, this is all off the top of my head, he competed in single ply and squatted 600 on his 16th birthday. And, you know, then the real progress, you know, he got into some multiply gear and it just suited him. And we had a monolift in the gym at that point. And when he was 17 years old, he did, his last full meet. He had just turned 17. He squatted 805. He benched 500 and deadlifted, I believe it was 575. You know, which was just completely unheard of at the time.
Right, right. So and now, so now how, is, how is he coping? How is he doing with regaining his strength? Because obviously he became more involved in life. He lost a lot of weight. He took a different direction. He kind of went more towards bodybuilding. How is his strength coming back to him, and how is he dealing with that?
Well, it's one of those things. Again, he's not lifting in gear, so he's, you know, the numbers are going to be dramatically different. He was training, just to give you an idea, yesterday he was training with 455 and 415, for reps in the squat. I pulled with him Friday and his top set of sumo was 495. He missed by 25, got out of position. You know, we talked about it, you know, decided he made another attempt and, you know, he was out of gas at that point. But, and he was benching, we were using kilo plates. He was benching 308 for Paul's triples Monday. So, you know, it's not going to be near, you know, the numbers because he's not using gear, but you got to understand Wes, you know, at that meet, Wes weighed 330 pounds, and at this meet, he's probably going to lift in the 242s.
Right, right. It's still exciting. It's fantastic.
It's one of those things where, but you, here's the neat thing. You know, it's, you can see, you know, all the, because when I say all the years for a 28-year-old, you know, lifter that hasn't competed in 11 years, you know, Wes was extremely experienced, you know, even as a 17-year-old. He had lifted around elite athletes basically all his life, you know, so that's all he's ever known. And so you can see, you know, the mechanics, you know, he's always been, you know, been one of those that has really good technique, really good mechanics. And, but you can see it coming back to him, you know, where he was been doing reps and conditioning, you know, where he's starting to respond to the heavier weight. You know, it's just a different animal now because he's, you know, he's an adult and has a wife and a full-time job and, you know, he has clients at the gym. So, you know, he's training extremely hard and that's really exciting for me, you know, because it's a passion that he and I share, you know.
Right.
And to this day, here he is, 28 years old, and I see him more now than I ever have.
That's awesome. I want to talk about Melissa when we come back because she's done some amazing things in the past couple of years in Olympic lifting. And let's talk about her when we come back, okay?
Good.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Coach Wade.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Spread on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. Coach, give ways that people can contact you, and especially those who live in and around the Ogre compound. Maybe they want to train with you.
You can find me on Facebook. There's an Ogre compound page and my personal page. Melissa is Melissa Brown Missy. She's on Facebook as well. You can reach me at my old Yahoo address, supersquat800@yahoo.com. And then we have TeamOgre@Outlook.com as well. Those are the best ways to reach me.
So Melissa made some huge, she met some huge challenges this past year, didn't she? I mean, she really rose to several occasions.
The past 12 months have been pretty eventful. And it's one of those things where when Melissa and I met, she had always wanted to compete in Olympic lifting, but hadn't. And one of the things that you learn living with someone, I did not realize until probably the last 3 or 4 months, Melissa used to do competitive kettlebells.
Oh.
I had no idea. Yeah, that's a whole nother world, and that would require another show. But, you know, she has the competition kettlebells, and I did not realize that, but she'd never been able to compete in Olympic lifting. And to make a long story short, when we met, I referred her to someone in Cincinnati, and Chris Cleary, and he coached her while she lived there. And then, of course, she started training with Coach Osmond Manzanares here in Nashville at Nashville Weightlifting. And that's where, you know, we've trained up to this point. And when she first moved, she moved in May of last year and competed in her first meet to qualify for nationals June of that year. And then last year competed at the end of October at the American Masters. And that's one of the four big Masters meets every year, and she got a bronze medal. And we've talked about that. And then the following month totaled 800 in a powerlifting meet.
Wow.
And so then started the process. I competed in December to qualify for nationals, and we both did, we traveled together and did these meets together. She got bronze at nationals, and that, I believe, was April. June was Pan Ams, and she got silver. And then August was World Cup, which was an International Weightlifting Federation meet, and she got bronze there. And so, you know, this was in August, and both of us, you know, tried to gear up. We had considered going back to American Masters. And again, we had traveled so much. We spent her birthdays in October, and so was her father's. So we chose instead to go to El Paso, where her parents live, and, you know, spend his birthday and her birthday there in Texas with her family. So we opted not to do that and start healing, to get ready, you know, to start training again to get ready for this upcoming year. But I mean, that's a huge, you know, to do those four meets and medal, you know,
big deal. Yeah.
June was her first competitive meet. And, you know, to go at second meet, to go into American Masters and then medal at everything, you know, which that was higher than, you know, everybody's expectations. So she's gearing up now, to do the women's pro meet in Cincinnati, the SPF women's pro meet. You know, I should say something about that, and I don't want to get too far off track, but, again, you know, we had a show about the women's pro meet, not last year, but the year before. And, they had 75 slots. They put it up for entry. It sold out in under 45 minutes. 75 feet, not 75 lifters, 75 female lifters.
Right.
And so it's just one of those exciting things. One of our girls, is going to lift at that, Annie Talent. You know, and that's another lifter at the gym. Annie,
I remember you talking about her. I remember you mentioning her.
Annie, we met Annie, Jennifer Milliken, who trains at the gym, knew Annie when she lived in Charlotte, North Carolina. And Annie did her first meet July of last year. And an interesting story, I'll do this quickly as well. I became her coach via online after that meet. She has since then, total elite in the weight class 114 and 123 and is close at 132, and I expect that to happen this upcoming year. But at that meet, she met one of my lifters, Chris Fry, and so she now actually lives two doors down from me. So she and Chris are a couple now, and so they both train together and train at my gym. But and then Jennifer Milliken competed this past weekend. It was at a USAPL meet and broke the world record at 123 in the squat with no reps. It was a 123-pound female lifter and walked out belt only 363 pounds.
Wow. I remember you saying that she was small, that she was a small, petite girl.
That's what I call it. Her nickname is Shorty. So, yeah. I mean, and she's, but I mean, a power, just beautiful young lady. Mother of two, 33 years old, got a great husband who's an Olympic lifter and strong himself. And heart just, it's one of those things where people, there's no question, Jennifer is blessed with some incredible gifts genetically. But I promise you there is nobody that works harder. And, you know, it's just exciting to watch, you know, all of them, including Jennifer, you know, the progress has just been monumental, right. You know, and, so that's what we see every day, you know, because I've got some new kids that are coming into the gym. You know, I've got an 18-year-old young man, and I said, now I don't say this to hurt your feelings or to slight you in any way, but you'll have to understand you will be lifting with people. You won't even be the strongest girl in the gym. I want you to understand
right. How
serious this is.
Right.
And, you know, and their minds are boggled, you know, when they see this going on, because all these girls pull, you know, deadlift over 300 pounds.
Right. That's you know, so it's, impressive.
And so that's from teenage, you know, on to, you know, Melissa switched. We switched Melissa to a conventional stance, and she's already pulling PRs with that.
Wow. Because she was doing sumo before, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Yeah, and does she do the hook grip like you do?
Yes. She, you know, she had Olympic lifted in the past. We switched her not long after she moved. We went to the hook grip. She's so long. I mean, she's really long and rangy. Maybe almost 5'10". So she's really long and rangy. And that, you know, that seemed to help.
Right.
And then as her hip conditioning got better and better and better, we went away from the sumo and she started pulling PRs with the conventional stance. So that's what she will be doing. We're widening her squat stance. She seems to be better that way, but with the conventional stance, she's pulling much better and healthier. She's recovering better.
Yeah, that's awesome. I want to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about what's going on for the future at the Ogre Compound, okay? What do you hope for 2016? Let's do that. Well, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Coach Wade. Stay tuned.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
If you're a fitness athlete, busy professional, or just looking for a better way to eat hot meals on the run, you need to hop over to HotLogicMini.com right now and check out the coolest portable mini oven on the planet. It's about the size of a lunchbox. It cooks, reheats, and keeps food hot all day without overcooking or drying it out. Plug it in and forget it. There are no buttons or dials or timers to worry about. It's genius. Eat a hot meal anywhere you go. Work, car, hotel room, anywhere. Get over to HotLogicMini.com right now to save 20% off the regular price with coupon code SHR. That's HotLogicMini.com and coupon code SHR. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson. We're going to talk about the coming year, what his hopes and aspirations are for the Ogre Compound. And also, those of you who live in and around the area may want to start training at the Ogre Compound. Because clearly what Coach Wade teaches people makes them stronger. So are you even interested in picking up more clients right now, or are you just too busy?
The young man that I was talking about, his name is Lathrop Schmidt, wanted to get into, he had been bodybuilding for about a year, had lost some weight, but he noticed when he was in the gym, he's doing all this conditioning work, doing reps, and then these guys around him are moving so much more weight, so he got interested in powerlifting, and, his stepfather is a great friend of mine, and that I've done a lot of business with over the years, and introduced him to me, and so he's coming out, and I'm always open, to add more people, and this year especially, the past couple of years, but this year especially, the online team has really, really grown, and that's been really exciting. It's allowed me in the last 6 months. I've had, it was Brian Bonder that won a world championship with the WNPF. Matt Morton has done two Olympic meets, did his first and did his second, and it's been a successful year for him. And, Thad Forehand, who I started, he was my first online client. And I honestly, that's probably been in the last 3 or 4 years, so he's has stuck with me. And originally it was powerlifting. He went 9 for 9 in his last two powerlifting meets. Wow. And was just determined to do strongman. And so, in Highland Games. And so the programming that I've been in working with him, has been very successful. And so, it's one of those exciting things. And I've been able to travel, and be at some of these competitions with these guys. Let's see, Anthony Carrillo competed and hit some big PRs in the last 6 months. And this is, Thad is in North Carolina, Matt is in South Carolina, Brian is in New Jersey, Anthony Ant, we call him, is in Oregon. Brian Gamble did his first meet, went 9 for 9, was really excited as a master lifter, and he lives in Louisiana. So it's one of those things where Fabio Mosier, who actually trained at the compound, he and his wife moved back to Switzerland where he's from, and now I'm coaching online, but coaching both him and his father, who's actually trained at our place too. So it's one of those things where, that's why when we get up at 4:15, the first thing I do is I go check messages, because there's no telling, who has sent a message and at what time.
Sure, sure. So it sounds to me like if people want to train with you online that don't live within driving distance of the gym, you're happy to help them with that.
I have both male and female lifters, in Europe, in Canada, all over the United States. I have coaches. This has also been a year of investment at the Ogre Compound. I stepped up, because I have really resisted technology far too long, and I've had to, kind of jump in with both feet. I've got a phone that has Coach's Eye on it. I have an iPad too, which I know is ancient to some of you tech heads out there, and I've got a Surface Pro 3, which I understand is already, whatever you call it, is old news and antiquated. But I have Coach's Eye on all of it.
What is Coach's Eye? What is that?
It is a program that you can do. You can coach. You can do. You can overdub your voice. The cues, and with a touch screen, you can put arrows or lines like a telestrator in so many words.
Wow!
And so I've been able to do a lot of corrective things. A lot of times. Like, for instance, Melissa has to train so early, so a lot of times she's on her way to work while I'm still finishing up in the gym, and she'll watch it and watch videos, and I'll watch videos, and if I see something, I'll make a Coach's Eye video, and I'll just send it to her via Facebook Messenger, so she can see it, when she can. But it's been a very invaluable tool, but there are some limitations, I'm technically challenged. So, my thing has always been hands-on, so I've had to really embrace this over the last few years, and you know, find ways, you know, to coach people abroad. And you know,
sounds like this makes it, this makes it a lot easier for you to
there is no question.
To assess and critique their form and stuff like that.
I have three girls in Evansville, Indiana, and I've got a guy there too. But the three girls have been to the house several times, and they all just recently competed. We were at a meet in Cincinnati, north of the border, and the three of them competed and did extremely well. Jennifer Frankick, I know she PR'd her squad. Megan Nelson hit it. Again, this is, you know, this year was her first powerlifting meet, and she finishes the year, she deadlifted 310 at 156 pounds. Yeah. She also pulls hook grip. Then Christine, Toms, I think it's Tom, or Thomas. You know, I've heard it pronounced wrong so many times, now I get it confused, but she is a great lifter as well. She is a 165, and with the USAPL, they've changed the weight classes, and I'm not familiar enough with it. But she squatted 290, benched 190, and deadlifted 390. You know, so it's, you know, this is someone that I expect, next year at USAPL Nationals to be top 10. Yeah. You know, and so it's exciting because they come and visit, you know, some of the girls have spent the night, or what they'll do the last time, they came down and raided my wine cooler, and they took Missy, they spent the night at a hotel close by, the four of them, and you know, trained for the entire weekend. So, you know, those are things that are very exciting, and how that correlates into what we're going to do going forward. I'm looking at some things technology-wise, to where we can potentially have people either Skype in or log in. We're looking at, you know, online, you know, cameras, to where we can do some things where, like, for instance, when the girls come down from Evansville, you can log in and watch, you know, the training session, and we can go over things live, you know, like, here are some issues that we see, and, or I can, you know, have someone lifting live where I can watch them, like on a weekend, I schedule the time as well where I am actually watching them live, and we're looking at, and I bought one, I'm looking at something different to where I have a touch screen that they will be able to see, you know, that we can put a camera on. So if I can't be with you, you know, then perhaps you can be with us, you know, via the internet. We're looking at those things, technology.
So that's, so it sounds to me like taking the Ogre compound technologically into a place where you can reach and help more people is the goal of 2016.
It absolutely is. And we're looking at, as a matter of fact, I've told a couple of guys, I've got one of the guys that I coach is a general contractor, and I was like, I need you to go to the city and find out what I can do. And I need you, one of the guys that I coach, who you know, does repair work but does construction as well. I need you to put a bid together because some other people that I coach are willing to invest and potentially us. It will be the last one that I do in the location. Just we're at critical mass. We are looking to potentially add 400 to 500 more square feet to the Ogre compound. You know, and that's, you know, Wes is extremely involved in that. And, you know, going forward, one of the things that I told him, you know, we really have to sit down this year to come up with a 5-year game plan. Because probably what will happen at some point, if the interest and the growth continues, we're going to have to move the location. It's just going to have to happen.
Yeah, it's going to get cramped. Well, this is exciting stuff. This is all good news, you know. I mean, it really is.
It's been a lot, you know, it's one of those things. I posted something today because a lot of people, you know, they see the end result or see where you are the past couple of years, you know, and this has been a lifetime of work, you know, and spending a lot of sacrifice, a lot of frustrations, you know, but the big thing is each and every day, you know, I work with kids at this point from 11 to mid-60s, you know, and people have done really, really well. And it's really exciting. There's a lot to be said, you know, when people have faith and believe in what you do, you know, and then do so well with it. And then it carries over into other facets of their life. And that's really the goal, for the three of us, that being me, Melissa, and my son Wesley.
Wade, it's been great having you on the show, brother.
And it is always good to be with you, Carl.
And plug where people can get in touch with you if they want to get signed up for online training.
For online, email me at teamogre@outlook.com. You can always reach me at supersquat800@yahoo.com. The Ogre Compound has a page on Facebook, and you can always find me on Facebook as well.
Thanks a lot, Wade.
Always good to be with you, Carl.
If I don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, likewise, both to you and Elisa and Dr. Jeff and those guys. Those guys have been great. I'm having a great time with their product. I need to get on with you guys. I need to go to Montana at some point.
Yeah, oh, it's great there. We should plan that. We should plan that in 2016 to do a live remote
absolutely.
With you there.
I am totally in.
All right, good deal. Take care, Wade.
All right, you too.
All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Alex Leaf to talk about why nuts may actually show us the flaws in calories in, calories out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Whoa, got to get that one off the air real quick. I don't know where that... There's some songs that pop up every now and then, and they just are not good songs to have on a family-rated show. Let's put it that way. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're joined by the Superhuman Nation News Director, Alex Leaf. How are you doing, Alex?
I'm doing well, Carl.
And you wrote a blog recently, and it was very, very interesting. You know, people who eat lots of nuts always claim that they seem to experience more weight loss than people who don't eat lots of nuts. And you may have discovered a study that may show why this is, right?
Well, I wouldn't say I discovered the study, but... Yeah.
You stumbled upon a study that may show why this is, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I did.
So talk about the study. What did they look at and what did they find?
So a group of researchers from the USDA Human Nutrition Research Center, with some funding help by the National Walnut Commission, investigated the metabolizable energy content of walnuts. And to do this, they took a group of healthy individuals and fed them the exact same diets for 4 weeks, with the exception that one diet had all of the food proportionately reduced so that they could include 1.5 ounces of walnuts per day. And so everyone ate these exact same diets except for the walnuts for 4 weeks, and during the final week, all of the participants had to pee in cups and collect all of their poop, and I mean everything, for the entire week.
Right.
And the researchers had the pleasure of going through all that
combing through their poop. Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, they went through it all, analyzed it, and basically figured out the energy content of the feces and the urine.
So in other words, what was passed over by the body and excreted out, not used for energy, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And what they found is that walnuts have about 21% fewer calories that are able to be obtained by the body than what the nutrition label would tell you.
Now, is this a function of... roughage, if you will, or crude material that makes up walnuts, or is it something that if we look at different populations, they may possess enzymes to break down these components in walnuts?
Well, the population idea is a possibility. I haven't seen any research to suggest it's true or false. So, I mean, it's definitely a possibility.
Well, did these people eat walnuts regularly or ahead of time? Did they ask any of them, hey, do you eat walnuts? How often do you eat them? Because there is some theories out there that when you eat a food often enough, the body increases enzymes responsible for helping to metabolize that food.
Yeah, the researchers didn't specify that in the study. But the primary mechanism that is hypothesized to be behind this isn't specific to walnuts. It's specific to all nuts, and it's something that makes nuts a kind of a unique food. And that's the combination of the fact that they're high fat, but they're a plant.
Mm-hmm.
So all of their fat is stored within fibrous cell walls.
Mm-hmm.
And we access that fat through chewing. And research in almonds has shown that the amount of calories you extract from almonds increases the more times you chew them before you swallow.
I was just thinking. So theoretically, the more you masticate, the more you extract. The less you masticate, the less you extract. And so you're actually creating digestion-resistant materials by not chewing often.
Exactly, because we don't have the enzymes to break through these fibrous cell walls, so we can't access the fat that's stored within them. And so that's why, depending on how much you chew your food, that's why some of it will pass through and won't get absorbed.
So let's stay with this for a second. So when you think about this, that means that nutritional products that are made with almond flour, for instance, we have an acellular, ultra pulverized form of these nuts, you're going to extract everything out of there because they've been almost pre masticated for you, right?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah. I mean, so we won't see this translation to bars that use, let's say, almond paste or walnut paste in their composition, because those have been virtually pre-chewed for you.
Yeah, and there was another related study that was done in like 1989 with peanuts, and it compared, it basically did this same exact study, except it compared whole peanuts, peanut flour, peanut oil, and peanut butter, and it found that the flour, oil, and butter weren't any different from one another, but the whole peanuts, you didn't absorb as many calories.
Now, this could be a good thing or a bad thing when you think about it. And this speaks to other foods, I have to believe, as well. So if you're an Italian, we call it a gavone, somebody who eats almost like feverishly. You know, you don't chew your food. You're just so hungry. And sometimes I eat like that. And there's probably a lot to be said for the fact that when I don't chew my food well, the burden on my stomach doing that job is probably overloaded, and I'm probably not extracting as much nutrition from my food if I don't chew enough.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, chewing is a very underappreciated part of the digestive process, and when you look at like long-term care facilities, one of the biggest problems you have is dysphagia, where the elderly individual can't chew and swallow their food properly, and it leads to malnutrition, and people just don't consider how important it is. I mean, imagine not having your teeth and not being able to chew things. How difficult would it be to eat? How unenjoyable would it be to eat?
Yeah, that's when you need a Bass-O-Matic.
Yeah.
Well, you just throw your fish in the blender and blend it up and then drink it. There you go.
Oh, that's
yeah, that's gross, isn't it? Wow, this is really interesting. So what we're learning here is that this phenomenon we're seeing with nuts has more to do with the fact that people don't chew nuts the way they should. And as a result, there is a lot of undigested material that just kind of goes through the body. And we see this.
Yeah, I think it might help explain why when you look at observational data, nuts are consistently associated with lower body weights. And I think it's just because when you compare them to other fatty foods, it's not a fair comparison because the overall absorbable fat content is going to be a lot lower.
Yeah.
And on that note, real quick, it's worth mentioning that when you look at the individual differences in this walnut study, there were people who were losing 62% of the walnut's calories. So, I mean, some people were just like swallowing the walnuts whole, and they were only getting 40% of the calories that they should have.
That's amazing. But that also speaks to the fact that if you want to diet, if you want to lose weight, chew your food less. Swallow it whole. Which leads me to the discussion that I had with Dr. Jose Antonio about passing whole pieces of steak as an indicator that I've eaten more protein than I can benefit from. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Alex Leaf. Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Alex Leaf about the effect of eating nuts on your caloric intake. You may be getting a lot less calories than you think you are, depending on how you chew these nuts. Alex, what about other food preparation techniques, like cooking with nuts, or even I like to put raw almonds in my oatmeal some mornings, and the hot water makes them soft and almost mushy. You think that's releasing some of the fat because that's kind of like a preparation process?
Yeah, it's hard to say. There was one study that showed that cooking peanuts led or increased the energy availability versus eating them raw. And it might just be because cooking starts to break down the fibrous cell walls, which mm-hmm. makes them easier for our digestive processes to finish off. But I don't see any reason why this concept can't be applied to other foods. I mean, there's data analyzing whole mixed diets showing that, you know, they can range from 11 to 26% lower available calories than what you should be getting. And a lot of this has to do with the fiber content. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, because fiber, by definition, can't be broken down and absorbed by our bodies. So when you consider other foods, for example, let's say you made some mashed potatoes and then you stick them in the fridge and you eat them the next day, they're going to have resistant starch. So maybe the potatoes should have 100 calories, but now suddenly they only have 80 because you've increased the fiber content by letting them cool. Aside from like the energy in portion, and this is one of the things I started getting kind of sidetracked on when I was discussing the study in the blog post, was, you know, when we think of calories in, calories out, the calories in portion isn't talking about the food that we stick in our mouth. It's talking about the food that gets absorbed and assimilated in our body.
Right.
And at the same time, calories out, it's not, I mean, calories out could include the calories that you poop out. If you want to have calories in, simply be the food that you put in your mouth. But the food that we eat affects the other side of the equation as well. And I think my favorite example of this was a study that I'd come across on celery. And there's this long-standing idea that of negative calorie foods, mm-hmm. and celery was one of them.
Which is celery?
Celery.
Really?
And it's not actually negative calorie, but it's a myth that's been out there. But for
people who don't know what negative calorie foods are, these are foods that require more caloric expenditure to digest than they contribute to your diet, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Okay.
And so a group of researchers from the Oxford Brookes University in England actually put this myth to the test, and they took 15 women after an overnight fast, and they had them lie down on a bed and put a ventilated hood over their head for 3 hours. And during this time, they were measuring their respiratory exchange ratio, so how much oxygen they were using, and estimating their metabolic rate. So they did this when they were fasting, and then they had them eat 3.5 ounces of celery. And then over the next 3 hours, they continued to monitor their metabolic rate. And what they found is that 86% of the energy that the celery provided was used in digesting it. Mm-hmm. And it was all from fat. So basically the body increased its metabolic rate through burning fat in order to digest the celery. And what this translates to is an entire pound of celery would only provide a net gain of 10 calories.
Wow.
But
it would also affect fat burning, it sounds like.
Yeah, it would increase fat burning, and it would supply a great deal of fiber for the microbiome. Then I have to wonder how chewing is played, because it's like, well, you're probably going to use, you know, half of those 10 calories it provides are going to be used up just chewing the stuff.
Right.
um, And then you have protein. Protein's another excellent example where we know that high protein diets increase the thermogenic effect of food and can lead to increases in non-exercise activity thermogenesis. And that all happens subconsciously. We aren't aware of it. So when you consider the calories in, calories out equation, I think that the way most people perceive it is incorrect, because the bottom line is that calories matter. We can't just magically create or destroy fat and calories and doing all that crap that people advocate. You know, you can't suddenly lose body fat just by eliminating carbohydrate intake. It doesn't work like that.
Right.
And calories matter. It's just that the perceived notion of calories in, calories out has so many variables that change the equation on a constant basis that it's not reliable when you're looking at it solely through, you know, how many calories am I eating and how many does my fitness tracker say I'm burning.
Right, right. And when you think about acellular starches like flour, these are high delivery calories. These are calories that have been processed so that whether you masticate them or not, you're going to get the maximum amount of potential calories that they can deliver, because they have been so reduced to a very absorbable state. And that might be part of the problem. I know we talked about acellular carbohydrates and their contribution to microbiome diversity or the lack thereof. But the other thing could be that these are highly refined foods that just get so well absorbed so quickly, and you're getting 100% of the calories that you're consuming when you consume these types of foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just coming back to that evolutionary perspective, there's no food that it naturally exists in nature that we would have consumed that's anything remotely close to flour, in terms of the lack of fiber, even in whole grain fibers, all of the starch is not trapped within the cells. And I think this is another reason why when you compare, for example, whole grain bread to oatmeal, you know, oatmeal consistently comes out on top. Even when you compare oatmeal to another flour product made from oat flour,
mm-hmm.
the whole oats always come out on top, and I think it has to do with the cellular structure. You have a fibrous encapsulation of at least some of the nutrients that makes the microbiome.
And it makes those calories inaccessible to the body, actually. You know what I was just thinking about? There's a lot of research coming out on fiber next year. So since we have this this love fest going on with fiber, you know, everybody's adding fiber to everything today because, you know, it's supposed benefits, various benefits. Well, here's what we're learning about fiber. And we did a show not too long ago about inulin. I think you set that interview up, didn't you?
I don't remember, to be honest. There's too many interviews.
We did a show not too long ago, and maybe Elisa set it up, on the benefits of inulin on reducing caloric intake and body fat.
Yes, I do remember that one.
And
yeah.
These individuals were taking a raw inulin supplement prior to a meal or during a meal and experiencing weight loss as a result of it. Well, here's what I just learned recently. When you take inulin and add it to a solution that contains water, it converts, a large amount of the inulin converts to fructose through hydrolysis. And mm-hmm. so when you take inulin capsules or powder and eat it before a meal, it doesn't undergo this change. But when you make a product like kefir, there's a company that's in all the grocery stores that makes a kefir product, and it has fiber added by using inulin. That fiber most likely has converted to fructose in the bottle. This is going to be discussed next year as some studies start to come forth, looking at lots of fibers that we think are digestion resistant. And they may be digestion resistant if you just put them in your mouth and swallow them. But when they undergo processing, added to a protein bar, or added to a drink, or added to something else, they undergo changes, and it turns out that there's a lot less undigestible fiber in them than we originally thought. That's what's going to be the discussion in 2016, I predict, as some of these studies come to light, and a lot of your favorite food products that you think have 20 grams of fiber, you're going to find out that they don't. And quite frankly, not to let the cat out of the bag, but this is why Quest changed to corn fiber. Because corn fiber stays fiber from your mouth out through your poop. It doesn't convert to anything in the processing of the food. It doesn't convert to anything through digestion. It doesn't convert to anything. It stays fiber. It's truly an undigestible fiber. So when we talk about fiber in a vacuum, things may be true, but when we talk about adding them to foods and bars and drinks, magic happens. And sometimes they're not fibers anymore.
Well, yeah, no, it's the same exact way with real food. And I mean, coming back to resistant starch, it's the best natural example of it. There's five different types of resistant starch, and each of them is created in food naturally through different methods. Resistant starch type 3 is when you cook and then cool a starch. Resistant starch type 2 is basically resistant starch type 3 before it gets cooked.
Right.
Resistant starch type 1 is starch that's trapped within fibrous cell walls that can't be accessed. But none of this gets reported on the nutrition label.
No.
You know, and it's the same way with inulin. Inulin might be a fiber, and it might be reported as such, but in reality, you're just consuming fructose.
Yeah. Once it's processed, it turns into fructose. Very, very scary stuff. Alex, thank you so much for discussing the caloric content, the true caloric content of walnuts and nuts in general.
It was fun.
Thank you. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, won't we?
Yes.
Yes, that'll be fun. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Stay with me. We also want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini. Check out SupremeRadio.com. If you want to send him a question, go to Ask a Scientist on our website. And, of course, Coach Wade Johnson. Check out the Ogre Compound on Facebook. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
Not all so-called deodorants are